Hello, this is Melissa again. Now, it's just me and Zappa by myself outside, and I kind of had a thought. I've been on my blog, just kind of fooling around, and I came across a post that I did a couple years ago, and it was about talking about reading books, and the title of the blog post, I'm actually going to give the audio boom title, the same title of the blog post. The title of it is written with truth and signed with love. written in truth and signed with love. Or written with truth. I think it's written in truth and signed with love. I got to thinking about how, when we put ourselves out into the world, whether we are dressed in business attire and seek to offer a service to the general public, or whether we just have a hobby and want to express ourselves in a certain way, we are like a book. Everyone is unique. And even though there are many different authors, and if you want to be analytical, you can say that the authors are the different families. But each new generation of people that are born in that family is each new, I guess, series of books being added to this author's wonderful array of books. No book is the same. And I hear people talk about, well, don't judge a book by its cover. What would happen if you were to kind of, not so much take it literally, but if you were to kind of apply that to you? If you were to write a story about your life, how would it be written and how would you sign it? Would you make your life more colorful than it may have seemed like? That's the beauty of imagination. Because some people might choose to make their lives colorful and make it more positive than maybe just a simple life with a boring existence. People may just decide, I don't want to tell the world that my life was boring. I want to give it a touch. I want to make it more exotic. And that it's not necessarily that you're being deceitful. You're just adding these little colorful twists into your story. You want to preserve as much of the truth as possible. But if you were to ever write your story, and this is your autobiography, your story, your life in a book, what would you title it, for one? What would the cover look like? Recently, when we did our poetry books and creative writing, everyone was supposed to design a cover page, basically, which would consist of a title and a design, a visual design that I could not come up with. I didn't have a very good selection of photos. And I didn't exactly know what image would fit with the various types of poems. So I just simply called it Mel's Magical Book of Poems. You know, I just thought, hey, that might sound cool, but I really didn't know what to call it. But what would you call the story of your life? The story of your life would be, would it be told from birth to this point on? Or would it be told as you're picking up at a specific spot in your life and you're referring to the earlier years as kind of a flashback kind of a thing? Which, some flashbacks are okay, but when I read books, I don't like too many of them. I you know, if it's in a mystery, it's okay to kind of flash back, or, you know, you'll have the prologue, and then, you know, that gives you kind of a, you know, really interesting take on what's going on. And then as you jump into the book, you're kind of like, oh, okay, you know, this is kind of interesting. This is fun. I want to do this. And so would your book have just straightforward chapters, or would it have like a prologue and an epilogue and chapters in between? Would your book have a dedication page? Would your book be dedicated? I recently did an assignment for my child development class, and basically the assignment was called a lifeline. And what you did was you had four different categories, basically from birth to adolescence. So it was like birth to 2 years, and then 2 to 6, 6 to 11, and then 12 to 18, I believe that was the age range. And for each category, you had to share stories in your life about physical, cognitive, and social development. So physical, cognitive, and social development. So there were three kind of main areas it was branching off to, but it was over the span of 18 years. And in that assignment, you were supposed to have a table of contents, and you were supposed to have this basically kind of like a book of your life. And the poetry book and the lifeline are two assignments that really kind of made me stop and look back on my blog and look back at this written in truth, signed with love post that I did. And in the lifeline, I made a dedication page. And I dedicated the lifeline to my parents. That was not a requirement for the assignment, but I felt inspired to do that. And
2 minutes, pause recording.
That's kind of what I did. So, it really kind of depends on what somebody is wanting to, what someone is wanting to write about.
Hi, babies.
Hi.
It's almost done.
Okay, can you turn it off?
No, it's not even done yet.
I know, but can you turn it off when it goes off?
Yes.
Sorry, my husband's, we're cooking something in the oven. Anyway, so let me finish this up so I can go inside and do what I gotta do. So, what would your book be like? You want to make it interesting enough so that people will read it. And if you were not able to participate in anything heroic, majorly adventurous, every life has lessons learned. And if you decide to write a book about your life, there will be a print legacy, but there will still be a legacy that you can cherish and that your family can cherish. And if you decide to publish it and share it with the world, that the world can cherish and enjoy. I have to say, I'm not exactly sure what I would title my book just yet. I might consider writing a book about my life. Maybe. And if I do, it may take me a while to publish it. But when you write your book, if you decide that's what you want to do, and if that time comes, just remember that your book must be written in truth and signed with love. Why write something if you're not going to love doing it? So, that's just a thought. It'd be kind of interesting to see the beauty, the uniqueness of the world in books if we can't meet everybody in person. That'd be very